How many of you, this is the interactive part of the service, how many of you are familiar with a top fuel dragster? Okay, would you know what it looks like? I mean, it's the ones with the great big wheels, and they're really, really long and skinny, and then have the little almost looking bicycle tires at the front end of it. All right, does that help? Okay, so with this top fuel dragster, it's really kind of an amazing machine. It will crank up to 10,000 horsepower. It can reach a top speed of 336 miles per hour in 1/4 mile. It can go from 0 to 100 in less than a second. It gets 1/16th of a mile per gallon of fuel. That's like for each cylinder. You're taking and turning on the gas pump full blast. But that's only for one cylinder. You've got eight. So that's taking eight gas pumps and just squeezing them the whole time that engine's running. The only thing is, it doesn't run on gasoline. It runs on nitromethane. It flies. Well, within this, you know, these engines are designed to run at extreme RPMs. They'll run these things at 10,000 RPMs. But you can't start out there. You got to kind of ease into it. So they'll hit the line at about 6,800 taking off. Otherwise, they're just going to tear the back end up. But they'll run at 10,000 RPMs. Now, have any of you ever heard one of these things idle? Oh, yeah, I mean, it's really quite the remarkable sound. It's on Friday nights, I do impressions. You may want to. The idea is, when these things are left to idle, they've got to hit the gas every now and then because they just aren't made for it. These top fuel dragsters are meant to run full throttle. As we look at the spiritual power in our life, which comes from the Holy Spirit, it is meant to be at full throttle. So let us take a look at that power in our life today by first considering that sin squelches power according to Ephesians chapter 4. And verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Obviously, we're in a situation we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We have been given a command not to grieve the Holy Spirit. So it would be good for us to consider why this happens. Imagine, if you will, you're on your spiritual journey of life, and you're going along and you're just kind of enjoying this new relationship you have with Jesus, and you are enjoying the company of the Holy Spirit, and you're steering along, and all of a sudden you run into this situation that you choose to sin. It's like falling into a pothole. And the whole time that you're in this pothole, the Holy Spirit is trying to help you get out. Now, the Holy Spirit that is designed, that is purposed for moving us along our spiritual journey, with an ever-increasing evidence of his power in our lives, is instead taken aside and put in a situation that rather than being running on the course that we would, is stuck having to give us his time, his effort to work things out, to help us maneuver our way out of the pothole so that we can get back on our journey. It is within this picture, then, that we have the context here. The example that's given here in Ephesians 4 is about our speech. And I know it's true from some of you because I've heard it. You know it's true from me because you've heard it. That sometimes we're falling into this pothole because of our mouth. But this becomes one example that in all sin, we are squelching the power of the Holy Spirit because he's taking his time helping us dig out of a pothole rather than progressing nicely on our journey. Have any of you, this is another interactive question here, have any of you ever shopped at Menards? Okay, most of you have. Okay, now you'll notice there that they will have, you know, these three different grades of product. You know, you'll have your good, which sounds good until you realize there's also a better. And of course that even sounds better until you know, wait a minute, there's a best. Yeah, and depending on the project, you may